الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine became top issue in Islamic world due to Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, on June 4, 2023, on the occasion of 34th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise. If you speak about hope, some people say you don't know about the realities. How can someone be unaware of the realities? These realities that they talk about are the realities of our economic and livelihood issues. Everyone knows these things and everyone is suffering from them. There is no doubt about it. Some people try to damage the hope in the hearts of our people by pointing out that there are people in different social levels who are not concerned with religion, faith, and the revolution. Well, yes, this is nothing new. Even in the 1980s, when our battlefields were filled with our religious youth, there were also some people in big cities like Tehran who would walk about carelessly and in a carefree manner. Not only did they not feel responsible, but they mocked the country's officials as well. If you read the biographies of our martyrs and soldiers, you can see how devastated they felt because of this, especially in big cities. This phenomenon existed in the 1980s, in the first decades of the revolution. This is no surprise. Today, there are also people who have no commitment toward the revolution, toward Islam, and toward the country. However, these do not make up the Iranian nation.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Even during the time of the Holy Prophet, there were people who loved martyrdom, who loved striving in the way of God, who would cry if they could not fight in the battlefields. But there were people in Medina who were steeped in hypocrisy. Holy Quran, chapter 9, verse 101. The Quran says that they were drenched in hypocrisy. In another verse, it says, if the hypocrites and those in whose hearts is a disease, and the rumor mongers in the city do not desist. Holy Quran, chapter 33, verse 60. Even in the Prophet's own city, there were people who the Quran calls rumor mongers, those who spread rumor, doubts, fear, and misgivings, all in the time of the Prophet. And that is the time when there was no internet, no social media, and no television. Today, when we have all these things, see what greatness the Iranian youth shows of himself or herself.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Guide me.